your source for everything paranormal. Para X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Metaphysical, paranormal, you know, all those things you've been wondering about. Are you ready to go deeper into the realms of the unknown? I hope you've got your walking shoes on, because life is an adventure, and this is the journey. Come on, let's go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Journey Radio Show. I'm Jen Cruz, and I've got Jenna Grover with me tonight. Hi, Jenna.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. So I, you know who we're going to be talking? Grant Wilson from Ghost Hunters tonight.
Woohoo!
How excited are you?
Very. He's so cool. Now I understand, Jen. I really understand now why you really like this guy. I mean, he really is smart. He knows his stuff. He is a great conversationalist. He is exciting and fun and funny and just a real person. He's got like no sense of like too much star quality. He doesn't turn people away. He's really cool.
And he talks about stuff that I love to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. And that's why I said he was intellectual, because, yeah, you guys, I mean, say a lot of the same things. So that's really exciting.
I know. You know, I'm thinking next year I should probably sit down and talk with him earlier in Paracon, so that when we go crazy, we have lots of time to finish our talk, because it just seemed like we could have probably talked for hours and hours and hours and hours.
Mm-hmm. Although we do need to find something to be able to cut out that background noise somehow, like maybe some kind of circular thing. I don't know.
I hear ya. So we were visiting with Grant at Paracon in Minnesota at the Shooting Star Casino Hotel and Event Center. It's Minnesota's big Paracon convention. And, of course, Grant is usually there every single year, which is awesome. So I highly recommend coming to that event if you can. It's usually in October. And I got to say, Grant is one of my very favorite paranormal celebrities, because he's just such a great guy. And you really get to know this guy. He's such an amazing man on so many different levels. He has so much to offer as far as paranormal information, supernatural, metaphysical. He's really into the metaphysical and actually into quantum physics and really trying to explain the paranormal world, trying to look for those answers across the whole board. And so I like where he's going with it. So we've got a segment of our interview that we did with him, which we're going to play here, and then we're going to talk about it some more. So we'll be in the chat room while we're going to play the recording, and then we'll be right back to talk about it and share some more. So go ahead with the recording of our Grant Wilson interview. Thank you, Sarge.
2, 1. This is Jen Cruz with the Journey Radio Show, and I'm standing here with Grant Wilson from Ghost Hunters. Hi, Grant. How you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Awesome. I love seeing you at Paracon every single year. I actually had heard you weren't going to be here this year, and I pitched a big fit.
It worked, because I'm here.
Oh, good. I hoped it was just a typo or something that you weren't on there originally, or maybe my fit did make a difference.
So as far as I was concerned, they told me last year, like, hey, yeah, come on back. So I knew for the whole year I was going to come back. And I kept looking at the website, and my name wasn't on there, and I think it was just I don't know what happened. Someone tells me about that. I've absolutely had the plane ticket and everything, so I'm here. Yeah.
And I am so glad. When I heard that you absolutely were coming, I was like, yes, I had Big Party on the radio for real.
Wow, thank you. Oh my gosh.
We talk about you a lot. And you know, I often recommend your spicy sausage stuffing.
And people seem to think that there's something funky about that. And I had to think, I'm a little bit naive sometimes. I didn't quite get why. But now it's like, oh, I get it.
No, it's quite literally sausage stuffing. Like, for Thanksgiving, there's no deeper meaning than that, guys. clean your mind.
I know, and I literally did copy your recipe onto the page that I shared in my radios. I'm like, seriously, this is a real recipe that Grant came up with. It's really phenomenal. You should make it.
I have to give you more.
I would totally love to.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
The great recipe exchange.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, you got another one for me? We'll try it out for next year?
Yeah, I have several. I'll give you several of them.
Ooh, now I'm so curious.
Mm-hmm. So many.
Anything sounds so spicy as spicy sausage
stuffing. maybe meatballs? I don't know.
Oh, this is terrible. So what's going on in your world? What's new for you on in the professional world?
So all sorts of things. I made a mistake of working on two piano CDs at the same time, one being Christmas, and this is taking an obnoxiously long time. Because Christmas music's tough. It's not my music. And everyone's done each song 1,000 different ways. So you have to make it the original. That's the challenge. Board games are going crazy. But above and beyond that is the investigation stuff. We're really helping a lot of groups. And I'm just really, really fulfilled. There was a hole that was missing when I was on Ghost Hunters. And that's that I'm not really helping anybody. Like, I'm just kind of going in and finding out what's going on. And then we leave. So now I can see it through in the end. And it's... I'm able to just have that freedom to help everybody else. So that's really exciting. I'm trying to, I got a couple books I'm working on. It may end up being one book. It's kind of like a brain dump. Because as I move through this field over the 28 years I've been in it, I realize that no one quite sees it the same way I do. And it's so simple and elegant in my head. But at the same time, because it's simple, it branches off. It's almost very crazy. But some people make what's very simple, they make complicated. What's very complicated, they make simple, and they get it back. So look for that. About trying to organize what's bouncing around in this skull of mine. That's hard. Hard to do. There's a lot there.
I totally get that. I get that. And for me, it's all one big story, and to separate it into chapters is hard.
Yeah, where do you start? Like, everything I have to tell you how it relies on other information, and I don't know what the first kernel of it is, so I'm just barfing ideas out, and then hopefully that'll prove itself, and we'll see where to start.
That is so awesome. I can't wait to hear more about that. Are you going to come up with a new show?
So I have about 12 different shows that are in various stages of being pitched and sold and all that. It's difficult, because what's the proven formula for successful shows is a team walking around in the dark, you know, doing whatever they're going to do. That's great. We want more. We're hungry for more than that. And you all deserve more than that. So, but the problem is, it's the proven formula. So if you try to shake it up, the networks get nervous about it. And, you know, and so I'm trying to produce these reality shows that are a little bit smarter, but they literally tell me that's too smart of a show. Right? Which doesn't put a lot of confidence in the fans, right? So I realized, where is smart TV? Because reality is going on crap. Where is smart TV? It's in the scripted stuff. So in the scripted world, I can create a world based on reality, and I can take you on these journeys where you to expand your mind about what the haunting, the paranormal, and everything can be. So I have a few of those bouncing around, and that's getting some response, some good response. So we'll see. I'm talking to like astrophysicists and stuff to try and get all this stuff right.
Oh my gosh, that's like, I'm getting chills. This is like my favorite stuff ever.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Like, I don't even want to spoil it, but it's fine. It's fine.
I mean, have you ever like thought about traveling through parallel universes or anything really funky like that?
Of course. What do you think I do all day? I didn't think about all that stuff. Yes, of course.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's so awesome. That's something that I've been into for years and years.
Yeah, so like, one of the things that I want to start to impress on people is I'm trying to figure out this, that they probably talk about, the unified theory, the global consciousness theory. So like, I really think that there's one common denominator that can explain just about everything paranormal we experience. That doesn't mean that everything we experience is caused by that, but it could explain it. And it all kind of revolves around this kernel of knowledge that is, you know, if we are all connected in conscious, our consciousness is connected. So your laptop, we're all connected to the internet, metaphorically, right? So everything we experience or learn is dumped on the internet for other people to grab. Some people have a faster connection, like your coffee might have a T1. You might have a T1 connection. I've got dial-up, you know? And if everything that I, as a person, have learned and experienced is saved somewhere, accessing that file, so to speak, would not be a text document. It would be me. I am the summation of everything I've experienced. So in accessing that file, you would be me. You would talk to me, even though I'm not there. I would answer questions and whatever, okay? So people are sensitive. Is that what's happening? Is dead Uncle Fred really there, or are we accessing the collective knowledge that he's built? Okay? Yes, I don't want to dig too deep here. We'll be on this for an hour, or a day. But,
that'd be okay with me.
So think about it, though. People who experience past lives, right? 1 out of every 10 women who... This is a statistic I'm making up, but 1 out of every 10 women does past life regression, and they find out they're Cleopatra. Only one of you could be Cleopatra, right? Right? Like,
I think we could all be Cleopatra in the oneness.
Right, so what I'm saying is that if we're tapping in and we have a special connection to Cleopatra, we could be accessing her file. So when we do the regression, we have a very vivid, real experience, we're connecting with her. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
It just keeps going and keeps going. Bigfoot, okay? So, here's one. Now, bear with me. I know you're very connected to Bigfoot, but bear with me. Like I said, I still have a lot to work through with this. So, if Bigfoot, let's say our ancestors, maybe, looked somewhat like him, you know? What if... when we see Bigfoot, we're connecting to his file, or their file. So we're seeing our ancestors and the collective knowledge of what they want. We can interact with them. So there are some holes in it still. I'm not done with it, but that's the very surface of it. And on that, you can play around with it. So I can take that kernel of knowledge and I could say, okay, let's say that we all share this collective consciousness because we're all on this planet. So we're all technically part of this organism that is our planet, right? So what happens if you put me on a spaceship and fly me away from that planet? Am I going to start to lose that connection? You know what I mean? Am I going to start to not necessarily get all that information? Because look how exponentially people grow with the knowledge. You know? And this is not just based on supposition. I wish I knew the name of the university did this thing. They built a new maze for mice to run, right? Brand new maze, totally different than what they usually learn. Put the mice in it, teach them to learn. I think it took 2 weeks for the mice to learn. I might not even get that long. 2 weeks, yeah, let's say 2 weeks to learn this maze. Then they contacted other universities around the world, told them to build this maze the exact same way, and put their mice in it. And the first mice took 2 weeks to learn. All the rest of the mice learned in 2 days. Why? Think about instinct in animals. How does a bird just know to cross out? You know, is this collective knowledge that is now part of the database that they're tapping into? It goes on and on and on. So put me on that spaceship, fly me away, right? Now what if I land on a planet with a bunch of cool aliens, right? And I hang out with them long enough and I start to absorb, be part of their global consciousness? Or am I just completely disconnected? Because I'm not part of that organism. Interesting stuff.
So what do you think the answer is?
Still awake?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know yet. Like I said, it's just something that I'm really starting to solidify. It's just starting to gel. I want to share it with people and get input. Yeah.
Well, when they take the particles and they entangle the particles together and they send one really far away,
yes,
they're both reacting to the same stimuli at the same time, no matter how far apart they are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, quantum entanglement, yes. Exactly. There's evidence of it, but I don't know if it's evidence of what I think it is. You know what I mean? So, who knows?
And we could all just be one great big being inside. We could just be different cells within one big body.
Ah, that's the way I look at it, though. I think about it like, I like to think of the planet as a being of sorts, right? And so insects might be like the white blood cells of the planet, you know? It's just fun to think like that. I don't watch a lot of TV.
But yeah, you're making TV.
I'm making TV. That's ironic. People go, how do you have all this time to do music and art and board games and, you know? And I'm like, you don't want to hear the answer because it's I don't watch TV, even though I've been on it.
And he comes up with amazing recipes.
Thank you very much.
So I'm going to be looking forward to those amazing recipes.
Yes, and they'll all be innuendo-based in the title. So, like spicy sausage stuffing or meatballs. Come on, just talk about that.
You know, I got to tell you, last time I interviewed Grant was on my old show,
yeah,
where Jerry threw in that, is it true that you're doing porn? And I would just about died when he said that. And I think, I was like, but I'm just going to say the polls are in and everybody says they would totally watch that. Just wanted to know.
Thank you. Technically, I mean, I'm married, so technically I kind of am. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Anyway, I got to go.
I just had to tell you, it's funny, because everybody's like, really? And they say, well, I would watch that. He's cute. And I'm like, no. I just thought, I got to tell Grant that the polls are in. This is what the ladies have said.
Oh, no. No, thank you, I guess. That's a kind of a compliment. All right.
Oh, he is such a smart guy, and he's good looking, too. That's just awesome. And he's just a wonderful guy, and I just really thank you so much, Grant. I always look forward to Paracon, and I will throw a fit every time I hear you're not going to be here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Can you tell everybody where they can find you online?
The best place is just on Facebook or whatever, or I have my website, grantswilson.com. Yes, stands for Steven. So it's not Grant Wilson. Grantswilson.com. You can find everything there.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Man. See you next year.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Got it? I love it. It's always slightly inappropriate.
Oh, there was our interview. I guess the end, the cutoff there, but it's, he said, it's always slightly inappropriate with you.
And it was.
You know, it didn't ever start out to be that way. I think it was totally Jerry's fault in the beginning. But, you know, I'll play with anything and go that way with it if that's working, because it's funny. And he's such a good sport. So he plays along, and it's just fun. It's fun. So I did just attempt to copy and paste Grant Wilson's spicy sausage stuffing recipe into the chat room, and it has a limit on how many characters. So I did post it on our Facebook page, and in my actual post, I shared the recipe. So I'll direct you there. So that you can get the actual recipe, because it truly is a really amazing recipe. If you don't like stuffing, if you do like stuffing, if you think you have the best stuffing recipe there is already, I think you should still try it. Because everybody loved my wild rice stuffing that I used to make, and I'm going to say used to make, because once we tried Grant Wilson's spicy sausage stuffing, mine doesn't even stand up to it, not even a little bit.
Okay, Jen, I'm going to need to go on and get that recipe because I need some of that sausage stuffing.
I think so, too.
Sausage stuffing. That's so funny.
So awesome. And it is very savory. And it's really, really good. So I did post it on the Journey on Radio's Facebook page. So that's facebook.com/... The Journey on Radio. So you'll find that post there, and it has the full recipe there from Grant Wilson. So I am really excited. I hope he really does put a cookbook out there for us, with the titles being sexual innuendos just for us. Wouldn't that be such a compliment?
Oh, well, I'd love to hear some of other people's ideas on theirs too. I was writing down a couple of the of different names I could rename some of my dishes, and yeah, I don't think I could say those on the air, Jen.
Oh. I think we could have a lot of fun with that. He's such an awesome guy. He really is. I see in the chat room Travis says all the girls love Grant sausage stuffing, And I'm just going to say, Travis, I saw you eat that stuffing. You loved it too. So.
So I get it.
You know, when we're doing the show, we have Sarge on as the producer of the show. And so I can see his picture. And sometimes when we're being funny, it just all of a sudden it looks like his picture, which is frozen on the screen. It almost looks like he starts laughing. And, you know, that's probably my optical delusion. But, yep, Sarge is laughing with us or at us. You just never know.
I like to say with us is great.
You bet. Oh, so, again, Grant is one of my favorite paranormal celebrities. And he talked about these new television programs that he has in the works. Oh. I would love to see that. And just FYI, TV networks out there, that is not too smart for me. Is that too smart for you?
No, not at all. In fact, I hope he gets that one he was telling us about, because I would watch that thing. I would buy that thing and I would watch it over and over again. You guys, seriously, when this stuff comes out, you're going to be wowed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think that sometimes people, if you give them the information and help them to explore that information, they're going to understand it better than if you just put it out there as a textbook from quantum physicists. That's going to be harder for people to understand,
yeah,
in my opinion.
No, I agree. And I also think it's sad that these producers think they have to dumb down things for us, because they really don't. So many of us have more open minds now. I don't think that needs to be dumbed down. It needs to be explored and let us decide for, you know, ourselves.
Well, and there's certain different kinds of channels, you know. We've got different networks that specialize on different things, like the History Channel, mm-hmm. Discovery Channel. We've got different kinds of channels. So perhaps this is something for a channel that is geared for people who would like a little bit more information on a higher level than other people maybe logging into whatever network. I can't think of anything. Comedy Central, who knows?
Yeah, right.
Although we would be good there too.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yes, especially our commercials. Or our videos, not commercials.
Our videos.
Our Dorito commercials.
Oh, okay. So
I'm just teasing.
You know that Jen and Jenna, us two, and we're part of the She Squatchers team. And we, the all-female Bigfoot hunters or Bigfoot researchers. And we were putting on videos about our travels in the car. So sometimes we would, one of our team members thought it would be a great idea if we documented our traveling in the car. So we were supposed to start making these car videos. So we did, and we were just having a great time. Most of them never got shared because they're just a lot of them, and they're they're really funny. But we only shared a few of them ever. But our car videos are hilarious. So anybody watches those gets the distinct impression, I don't know how, but they figure out that we like Doritos for some reason. And wouldn't you know, at Paracon, we are walking in the hall and we see outside this giant, and I mean giant, Doritos truck parked outside of Paracon. And we just kind of stopped in our tracks and looked at it, went, are you serious?
That was really funny. And then Jen goes, go take a picture with it. So I did. I ran out there as fast as I could, which really wasn't very fast. We had been on our feet all day, but I ran out there and I had my camera and doing selfies. And after I took like 20 selfies with it, I thought, you know, I wonder what people think of this girl out there taking selfies with a Dorito truck. I mean, but we still have them. It's good.
It's good stuff. So I think it's funny that it showed up there just for us. You know, I'm sure that they had no idea we were there, but I think it's a sign. Doritos, wherever you are, you should be our sponsor.
We need to continue hashtagging them, because I think they'd love it. They should be our sponsor.
Yes. I think it would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, have you recovered from Paracon yet, Jenna?
I'm trying. I'm still so tired from all of our fabulous travels, but it's been really tiring. But yeah, I'm working on it. I'm still so exhausted. That was a lot of energy and a lot of people.
And you went to bed at night.
I know.
I didn't hardly ever. The first night of Paracon, it was a Thursday night, I didn't get up to my room till like 3:30 in the morning. And I kept going, I'm going to bed now. And I'd walk away from everybody. And then I'd run into, you know, like Dave Tango from the Ghost Hunters. He'd be like, oh, hi, Jen. And then he would talk to me. And I'm like, oh, hi. And then everybody would catch up. And then I'm with the whole group again. And I'm like, okay, seriously, I am going to bed right now. And I'd walk away from everybody. And then I'd run into another one, you know, Steve Gonzalez from Ghost Hunters. Oh, hi, Jen. And then we'd start talking. The whole group would catch up again. And in the group, there's Grant Wilson. And, you know, there was another guy there. And I'm ashamed to say I didn't know who he was until the next day when I saw him on the stage presenting. He was the guy from Mythbusters.
He was pretty cool, too. He was nice.
He was awesome. I'm really bad with knowing who famous people are, and I think that's why they like hanging out with me, because they don't get treated any different than anybody else.
Ditto, darling.
I think they enjoy that. I do.
I think so, too. There's so many people that just get gaudy sometimes and want all of your attention. And
yeah.
Not that I know that it doesn't happen to me, but I've seen it on TV.
Well, to be honest, when we go on to events at certain locations, we're just regular people. And we walk in there and sometimes it gets pretty crazy. And for a little bit, we're being treated very much like we're the famous people in the room. And, you know, we've talked about this, Jenna. We've had to walk away and hide for a little bit. It gets to be a lot.
It does, only because, you know, you really want to talk to these people because they're wonderful. They've got wonderful stories, but it's so exhausting. And I'm not very good at grounding, and I have got to learn to ground and protect myself because my energies are pulled in these conversations. So, but it is, you just want to talk to everybody. But I was telling Jen, I said I literally had to excuse myself a couple times to go to the bathroom just to take a, I said it came out wrong. To take a break. Anyway, yeah, I just had to sit there and I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, okay, just relax, grab yourself together, and then go back out there. So yeah, it is really exhausting, but it's so much fun. Everybody's really excited to be there and meet you. And
yes, and that's really fun. That's really fun too. But even at CryptidCon in Kentucky, you know, I would run off to the bathroom and there was like a room before you, there was a room that you walk into with like comfy big padded chairs to sit in, a sitting room really, and they had like mirrors all around, and then you'd go into another door and then you were actually in the lavatory bathroom area. So I would just go into the front room, the sitting area of the bathroom, and sit down for a little while and just okay, collect myself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, gather ourselves for a moment, because it does feel like we're stretched pretty thin sometimes between everybody coming by.
Yeah, but it's exciting, and we're so glad that people do come by, and they are telling us stories, and that they are, you know, spending time with us. That means a lot. I mean, we really do appreciate you guys.
Oh, absolutely love it. Absolutely. And so many stories, it was so hard to keep out track of all of them. It really was. And everybody had such amazing things to share. Or they had questions, or they wanted to discuss their ideas about what Bigfoot was or isn't, or possibly could be. And we heard even Grant had an opinion about what Bigfoot experiences could be. You know, he had an idea, maybe that could be it. I think it's fascinating stuff altogether.
I do too.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, we're going to head to our half hour break here. So we'll be gone for 2 minutes. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Good evening, paranormal lovers. My name is Ra, and I'm reporting from the subterranean lair of the Mystical Spiral Radio. If you're looking to listen to the best paranormal discussions this side of the Kuiper Belt, then tune in every Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. and awaken to the beauty of your own consciousness. That's Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern. Let the Para-X Radio Network upgrade your gray matter. Spiral out.
Hi, this is Master Tarot Card Reader Ken Bogle, and I highly encourage you to tune in every Monday night to the Para-X Radio Network for the Para-Cave, hosted by Matt Gesso, as he goes in search of the truth in the supernatural, metaphysical, mystic, and paranormal. Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, only on the Para-X Radio Network. I never miss it, and neither should you.
Nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is the Journey Radio Show, and I'm Jen Cruz, your host tonight, with Jenna Grover sitting in with me. And we were talking about Grant Wilson from Ghost Hunters having his lovely interview, which he's always so gracious to give and offer. But also exciting, I think it was the first night of Paracon, I visited with him a little bit, and I asked him if he would actually come on to the show live, and he said yes. he called his assistant, she travels with him, and called her over and handed her one of my cards and said, let's set up with her to do one of her live shows. So that is still in the works. So how exciting is that?
Oh my goodness, Jen, you guys are going to have so much fun. Just let me know when it's going to be, because I will totally be listening to that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that you'll be on with us, because I know you won't stay away.
I'm not a stalker.
Oh, she keeps saying that, I know, but...
Inside.
I know. Yeah. No. It's good stuff. It's always good stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna switch gears for a quick second here. And say today, I was looking at some pictures, and I happened to notice something in some of the pictures that we took when we were at Squatchman's hotspot in Indiana. And I thought, now that we found this really awesome location of our own in Minnesota, and the more we visit there and the more we experience there, the more I'm knowing what to look for specifically. So I had this crazy idea in my head. I should go back and look at the pictures that we took before at Squatchman's hotspot and see if I'm seeing any of those things there in those pictures. Oh. So just for a few minutes, I perused some of the pictures that we had taken there. And jumping out at the screen at me was this particular picture that I think you took with my camera, Jenna. Okay. It was taken right next to the teepee structure that Squatchman and his son had built. That should be similar to what he believes Bigfoot built in that area. They built their own little teepee structure. Not like what the Native American people would call a teepee structure, but what they're a Bigfoot stick structure type thing is what people believe that the Bigfoot builds. And just other structures that are similar in the area that he showed us that he did not make.
Yeah.
And so his idea was to build this structure and then for the two of them to camp in there for a while. So they did that. And they were laying in this structure. You know, it doesn't have any hides or canvases or tent material over the top. It's strictly sticks, you know, creating the coverage over their head. So there's absolutely no protection from bugs or mosquitoes or anything like that. And he said they were laying in there one night and here comes a Bigfoot. So he told us this whole story. And you know, he took us out on a hike into the woods, and he showed us all the really cool spots out there. And we were totally unprepared for this. We didn't have any equipment with us. We didn't bring that stuff along because we had brought so many things along for the actual CryptidCon event. We weren't prepared to actually go out looking for anything. We didn't bring that equipment along. So all I had was my cell phone. So we took some pictures. That's it. And so in this particular picture that Jenna had taken my phone back there, and she took some pictures of this structure that he was showing that they built. And in this picture, I noticed something kind of by the tree. And so I zoomed into this area, and I swear to you, it looks like toes. Some really, really hairy feet and some hammer toe action going on there. But,
Some people may not know what you're talking about when you say hammer toe, just to clean their mind.
I'm also a massage therapist, so... hammer toe is a medical condition that people can have where their actual joints in their toes become they're not aligned right. So their toe actually deviates from its normal pathway and kind of off to the side or up, and then it looks funky. Anyway, it's quite an incredible thing to see on people. I remember my grandma had hammer toe. Sad. and, you know, it's a very painful thing when people have this. And so I'm posting on our page on the She Squatchers Facebook page right now pictures from that so I can share it. Everybody can go look. So that's at facebook.com/ She Squatchers Official. And the pictures are posting right now. They might already be up, but my phone is a little slow with posting. It's doing a little circle thing. And so the picture should be up there. It is now posted, so everybody can go and look at the pictures that I'm talking about and see that hammer toe. Because I did send those pictures to Squatchman today, and he did reply.
Really? I didn't hear that part.
Yes. Oh, we haven't had time to chat about that yet, so... That's why I was deviating just a little bit. And so I shared the pictures. And I'm zoomed in on this hammer toe, if you would like to look at it. And there's actually, it looks like even a sore at the base of the toe where the two toes would come together. And that's a pretty common thing on a condition when people have hammer toe. Is they have these little sores sometimes that develop near where the joint has gone wrong. And so, I mean, I'm like, that looks like hammer toe. And wow, those are really furry feet. You can even, to me, it looks like a nail bed of a big toe, very clearly shown. And I changed the coloring of the photo a few times and just to see if it brings out any more clarity of what we're looking at. So I shared that picture a few times with different coloring, just to see if it brings out any more detail. So I thought that was an awesome thing. Squatchman was totally excited about it.
So
he was like that for sure. He's like, for sure. He said they have actually knocked down that structure now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they've done more damage to it?
Yeah.
Knocked it down. Yeah, he was pretty upset when he saw it. He was pretty disappointed just because they had spent so much time in there and, well, with what has happened to them in there. When we went back there, he was really disappointed. It was down.
Yes. So, but I guess more has happened to it since we were there. So,
Wow.
They've been, yeah, you never know. Maybe it is a territorial thing as well. You know, that's one of the things that I think about is, are they territorial? You know?
Well, and then if you think about it, the one that we were at, that we found originally, we come back and it's torn down a little. I wonder if we do go back again, which I'm sure we will, hopefully. I wonder if it's going to be torn down even more.
Okay, when we say torn down, it didn't just fall down. We're talking about big, huge logs lifted out of it and laid the other way on the ground. I mean, that didn't just fall over.
No, that wasn't.
And so it's just smaller than it was, but those other parts are on the ground. But what's really interesting, and I'm still going through footage from all the different cameras from that the last time we were there. I haven't even cracked into my GoPro yet. I'm still going through because we brought how many additional cameras this time? Three extra cameras this time we had going. So lots more footage to go through. But I'm still going through it, and I did see some very interesting things in some of the footage already, which makes me want to run up there this weekend and check to see if that really was. I think I caught a skull. It looks like a skull.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was neat.
Yeah, so we're not going to share pictures of that yet. But when we come back, I sure will. But it looks like a skull, and not a human skull, and it doesn't look like a deer skull at all either. So I'm kind of excited to go see if it actually is, because you know how things can look different. But it was on video, so I had it from a few different angles. It sure did look like a skull. Gonna run up and have a look, probably, if I can get up there.
You know how jealous I am right now.
You're welcome to come along. I just didn't think that you'd be available that quick. And I'll probably be nearby. I have a funeral this weekend up there anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to be up there for a funeral anyway. So, yeah. So I might just go out and check it out. So that would be very, very interesting.
Yes. So Jen, I can't seem to get the chat pulled up. I can't get back to anyone if they're texting. So is there anything fun going on in the chat room right now?
Well, Kat was saying about the stick structure. She says nothing to keep the weather out in those structures. It seems sort of a waste of building. And I don't think that was the case. I think it keeps rain out. I think it keeps you from getting wet. It just doesn't keep the bugs out.
Mm-hmm.
Because the structure that we found in northern Minnesota would keep you dry if it was raining. It would keep you dry, mm-hmm. for sure. And I was hearing from somebody who had done a whole bunch of survival training that in order to sleep on the ground has to be worked in such a way.
Really?
Otherwise, you would freeze to death.
Very interesting. So how does this ground have to be worked?
Well, this is the thing, because I was explaining about how it felt like inside of the structure, the mm-hmm. ground had been worked up, and it was just the super, super soft ground that was in there. It wasn't, there was no hard ground. It was just all like the super soft, almost like a mattress inside of there. And you kept saying, it's like mulch. It's like so soft.
Oh my gosh, and, it was.
Yeah. And I didn't think about the idea that you can't sleep directly on the ground when it's a certain temperature, you'd freeze to death. Mm-hmm. And my neighbor at work was saying, actually, it's a survival thing. You can't sleep directly on the ground without working the ground up, or you'll freeze to death. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's really kind of extra cool.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah. Well, now I'm thinking, I'm looking back, and Jen, it really was soft. I mean, that thing was so soft and comfortable. So it had to have been worked up. Remember? Yeah, it was so cool. Just exciting. Just thinking back to it. And I laid in it the second time we went too, and it was still very soft.
Yes. So I just got a message from Sarge, and we're gonna actually, we have one more short interview to do to play tonight. So I want to make sure we get get to that. We can come back and talk more about this later if we have time. I just got sidetracked with all the excitement of finding those pictures today. So I wanted to give you kudos on taking that picture, Jen. I'm sure that, it was you that took that one, I'm thinking. Because yes. We only had one cell phone along with us when we went on this hike. That was it. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. I had actually done an interview with one of the ladies from Team Nick Groff, which sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday was the VIP dinner, which I did not have tickets for this time because they had sold out. But as I was checking into the hotel, somebody came up and said, I heard you do not have VIP dinner tickets. I said, I don't. And they handed me a set of tickets. Here you go. So I went to the dinner last minute and ended up sitting at a table with this lady. Her name is Steffi, and she is with Team Nick Groff. And she travels around representing Nick Groff. Whenever he can't be at an event, he sends representatives there for him. So isn't that cool? We did a quick little interview with her. Let's hear from Steffi from Team Nick Groff. Thank you, Sarge.
Cruz with the Journey Radio Show. I'm coming to you from Paracon. Hi.
Hi. I'm Steffi. I'm a collaborator from Team Nick Groff, and I'm working also collaborating with Knowledge is Growth and Paranormal Gardens.
Oh, that's fascinating. So I've seen you at other events going around, and you represent who?
Like Nick Groff and Chet Tabor from Knowledge is Growth and Paranormal Gardens, and yeah, anywhere where I'm needed.
That's fantastic. So it must be really fun to do that. How did you fall into that?
Well, accidentally. I found a website and was just looking around, and there was somebody looking for translators for Team Nick Groff. And since I'm German, yeah, so they hired me for Nick.
Oh, that's fantastic. So he needed a translator as well for a project and stuff?
Yeah, for Team Nick Groff, who is very close with Nick. And yeah, so they were looking for a German translator, and I became supervisor, translator, reporter, and a girl for everything.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So how often do you get to go to these things? Because I've seen you at just about every single one.
Yeah, well, any I can go to, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful. He's got people out there everywhere, it seems. I just saw Nick in Kentucky last month, actually. So it's so fascinating to see how many people he's got all over the place.
Yeah, Nick literally is going from either a Nick tour, a Nick Groff tour event, to filming. So during the week or weekends, he is filming, and if he has not, he is jumping into a Nick Groff tour event. So he is super busy. And yeah.
So tell me what you thought about this event here at Paracon in Minnesota.
I love it. That's why I'm almost here since the past 3 years now.
Wow, that's fascinating. So was there someone in particular that was your favorite?
I love all these guys. Tori, actually, is one of my favorites. And then Steve and Tango are awesome, too.
Oh, they are, too. They are so personable and wonderful. I don't get enough sleep when I'm here, that's for sure, because these guys can talk all night.
I know. It's just awesome. And then meeting them at the bar after the event, Grant Wilson, Tori Bellici, and don't forget Mark Tedlow, all these guys together, they just make a great team here. And
oh, they absolutely do. They just do such great work, and they're so friendly, and everybody loves this Paracon. I know that they do, because they really get to know them a little bit better, and to see that they're real people, and they're not just the people on TV.
Yeah, that is true. And since this year isn't a huge event like all the other conventions anywhere, it makes it more personal. And I think that's a big, big plus for this event.
So do you think Nick might come to next year's event here at Paracon at the Shooting Star?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I was hoping to see him again.
Yeah, me too.
Well, thank you.
thank you so much for having this interview with me today, and looking forward to seeing you again.
Me too, me too. And maybe my friends from Team Necroft, the admins, Gwen and Francine, hopefully can join one day too.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Can you tell everybody where they could find you online?
Online under Team Necroft on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and everywhere. And my name is Steffi Terra 1405 and Steffi.Terra 1405 or Steffi Terra 14. Just look me up somewhere. You will find me.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you again, Steffi. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Excited to see you again, and was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too.
She was so fabulous. I really enjoyed her. It took me a little bit to get used to her accent, and then I was right with her.
She sounded so sweet. Now, I wasn't there when you did her interview.
No, I caught her in the hallway, and we'd spent some time together over the weekend. We started out at the VIP dinner. And then, you know, I'd run into her. You were never actually there when I was hanging out with her. That was interesting. I just realized that. She's such a sweetheart. And she actually lives in, I think, Brainerd area.
Oh, wow. So she's around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, we should get together. I'm like, yeah.
That's so sweet. I want to meet her. She sounds awesome.
And, you know, all the ladies that I've met, others from Team Nick Gruff before, and I just thought, wow, he's got people here. He's not here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's sending representatives all over. So that's kind of neat, too.
That's respectable. You know, some people just don't show up.
Yeah. But he's got letting people know, I'm here, I care about this event, mm-hmm. even if he couldn't be there himself. So that was pretty neat. And all the people on his team are just super sweet. Awesome. Awesome. I really like her. Mm. So it was awesome to spend a little time with her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What an awesome, sweet little deal to land in her lap to end up as his translator on his team.
Yeah, how exciting. Well, things happen the way they're supposed to be, so she got pretty lucky.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder how many different translators he's got.
Oh, yeah. You know? I never thought about that.
Yeah. Very interesting stuff. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So, good stuff, good stuff. So I wanted to share that little bit with you because we had time during this show, and I thought, where should we play that little tidbit of an interview with Steffi from Team Nick Gruff? You know, and then we've got Grant Wilson. He travels. He's got people that come with him to all of his different things. His assistant, she does all of his scheduling, and she keeps him on task. That's awesome. It sounds like he can go off on his own and gets off track a little bit. I don't know anybody else like that at all.
Do you hear me laughing?
I do. I'm laughing too. I so need somebody to keep me on track sometimes because I'll just be like, woo.
You know what though? Sometimes I can keep you on track. Sometimes I can walk up to you and say, Jen, and you'll go, okay, it's time to go. But that only happens about 50% of the time. But I can still do it for you, just a little bit.
Yes. That's only because I do interact so and engage in the moment. When you engage in the moment, you are present in the moment, and time just doesn't exist.
I agree. That's why the other 50% of the time I'm with you talking.
You join me in the moment.
I join you in the moment. I love the moment.
Yes, yes. So there's this whole push and pull thing with the whole time aspect of things that mm-hmm. takes some navigating and some getting used to, and I'm still working on that. But I think anybody, you know, who's intuitive or accessing more of their conscious awareness struggles a little bit with the whole time thing because when you fully engage in the moment, you lose complete awareness of time. Mm-hmm. At least I do. And some people will say, you know, psychics walk between worlds with one foot in each world.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that I do that too. And in that other in that other place, there's not, time doesn't exist there. Mm-hmm. So it's a bizarre concept. And so when your conscious awareness is in that place, time doesn't even matter.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be nice?
But then you're there where time doesn't matter. And so from that perspective, it doesn't matter.
I suppose that would be pretty norm.
It's so normal not to, what are you worried about? Mm-hmm. So it's a bizarre thing to come back and forth between those, walking between worlds. And I've heard other psychics talk about it, and we've discussed it before. You know, some people say I can't allow myself to go that deeply into it because I need to stay
grounded. Here. Yeah. Here.
But you can really get a lot of information and a lot of deep understandings if you let yourself go there.
So here's a question for you. You're talking about this. I'm wondering, can a person do that, do you think, by willing it to happen, or does it just happen?
As far as engaging into that other place?
Yes.
Well, I do it on purpose, you know, when I'm looking for information, you know.
Oh, okay.
I merge into that. I call it the oneness state. I merge into the oneness of all that is. And in that way of, in that, is it a place? It, to me, it's a place. But it's really a state of consciousness, I think. And mm-hmm. So when I merge into that, you know, we're all one thing. And everything becomes available to know, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
No, it does. It does. It would be really neat to be able to go there anytime, you know, where time really doesn't matter. But then
when you come back, when you snap your consciousness back to right now, mm-hmm. time does matter. And a lot of time will have passed sometimes. Like sometimes Larry will be like, hey, you've been sitting there for 20 hours and you haven't moved. You need to drink something. You need to eat something. I mean, I'll just be sitting. He says it looks like I'm not really in my body.
Wow.
And I have no concept that much time has passed. To me, it's been 20 minutes.
Wow.
So, I mean.
I'm surprised you wouldn't be on your phone for 20 hours. Now, that that surprises me because you keep up with everybody.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm pretty good with that. But sometimes when I'm getting involved in something, I don't check my phone at all. And yeah, everybody probably just thinks I'm working in those moments, but mm-hmm. maybe I'm just somewhere else. I can't believe we're already towards the end of the show already.
Wow. It always goes so fast.
It does go so fast. It does go so fast. Well, I'm just going to tell everybody in the chat room, if you have ideas of things that you would like us to explore, well, things you want to know more about, feel free to let us know. And we will try to put something together for you for a future show. But until then, you can find us at facebook.com/thejourneyonradio. And also, as the She Squatchers, you can find us at shesquatchers.com or facebook.com/SheSquatchersOfficial. And we've got a lot of really cool things going on. And so many things to look into. We've got videos that we're still going through, and we've got to find this editing issue to get those videos shared, because we have so much to share. Mm-hmm. Getting the YouTube channel reset and all that fun stuff so that we can share all this. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for coming along with us tonight on this journey, everybody. And we hope to see you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central on Wednesday night on the Para-X Radio Network. Thank you, everybody. Good night, Sarge. Thank you, Para-X. Good night, Jenna.
Good night.